Welcome to the deep dive. You know, for those of you right in the middle of the Hereford breed world here in the UK, things are always buzzing, aren't they? It's a busy time.
Incredibly busy.
So our job today is simple. We want to dig into the latest updates from the Hereford Cattle Society, specifically for you, the members. We'll pull out the really key stuff you need to know.
Exactly. Think of it as cutting through the noise. We'll touch on some crucial health things like blue tongue, which is a big concern right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the nitty-gritty of DNA protocols, getting those right, is so important. Then we'll celebrate our fantastic young breeders, look at show and sale results, and even peek ahead at some major events coming up.
Right. It's all about staying properly informed, isn't it?
That's the goal.
And we're working from the July 2025 Hereford happenings, basically our roadmap for what's current in UK Herefords. So let's jump in.
Let's do it.
Okay. First up, managing the challenges we're facing right now. Let's unpack the latest on blue tongue. We've all seen the headaches from shifting regulations, haven't we? Especially for the agricultural shows.
Yes, it's been difficult. And the situation needs, well, real attention. In July, there were 3 new reported cases.
Right.
And what's really significant here is that one was actually as far west as Hereford itself. Plus, these are the first BTV3 cases for the 2025-2026 vector season.
BTV3.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the new strain causing worries.
That's the one. It means the risk of transmission, you know, via midges, is considered very high across England now. Especially as we move into autumn, vigilance is key.
And what's the real impact farmers are actually seeing on the ground? I heard some worrying figures.
Devastating in some cases. We've heard from farmers facing huge problems last year. Some reported up to 50% of their cows empty at calving time because of infection.
50%? What?
Yeah, that's not just a number. It can cripple a farm's finances for the year. It really underlines why we need to be proactive.
Absolutely. So vaccination, there's always talk, isn't there? Misconceptions. This isn't the same vaccine as back in 07, 08, is it? What about vaccinating pregnant cows or bulls?
Good points. It's really important to be clear. The monitoring over the last couple of years, well, it shows very few issues with the current vaccines. They're proving highly effective. And even if cattle don't show obvious signs, the disease can still massively impact calf survival, herd productivity. Those empty cow numbers tell the story.
Right.
So the advice is clear. Talk to your vet about vaccination. Plan ahead. This isn't going away quickly, sadly. And for the latest official updates, ruminantthubidity.org.uk is the place to go.
Okay, solid advice there. Now, staying with herd integrity, but moving to the admin side, getting DNA samples right, it sounds simple, but it's crucial.
Absolutely vital. And we are still seeing problems, unfortunately. Samples coming in that are, well, dirty or just don't have enough hair. It seems small, but it causes real delays and potential extra costs. The instructions in the pouches are clear, and there's even a video guide online. Following those really does save hassle.
So take the time, get it right first time.
Exactly. Avoid samples getting sent back. Saves everyone time and money.
And sticking with registration paperwork AI certificates, still a sticking point sometimes.
Yes. All L calves from AI registered or just notified need that AI certificate sent to the office. No certificate, no pedigree cert release. Simple as that.
Right.
And the 27-day rule for registering calves, miss that deadline, and there's a late fee. £17.28. It adds up if you're registering a batch.
Easily avoided, though.
Totally. Then there's the mandatory DNA testing. All herd sires need profiling, including a test for hypotrichosis.
That's the hair disorder.
Correct. Important genetic defect to track. And if a calf is born to a known carrier sire, that calf must be tested too at the owner's cost. Though you can get a refund on the reg fee if you deregister a carrier calf.
Okay.
Also, any female having her first calf registered needs her DNA profiled too. Testing her for hypotrichosis is optional, but definitely recommended. Builds a better picture.
Good point. And for everyone using the online system, a quick reminder, validating isn't enough, is it?
No, you have to actually submit the online batches. Click that final button within the timescale.
Got it. Submit, don't just validate.
Precisely. We often get asked why certs haven't arrived, and it usually comes down to a few things. Unpaid fees, maybe the dam's DNA is missing for a first calver, or no AI cert.
Or a service certificate if you've used someone else's bull.
Yep. And for ET calves or late registrations needing full parentage checks, we need the samples and passport copies. If anyone's stuck, Tracy Thomas is the person to call. She manages DNA and registrations, and she's brilliant.
Okay, great. So that covers the integrity side, health and records.
Yeah.
Now let's shift focus to something really exciting. The future of the breed, embodied by our youth.
Mm.
Team UK Hereford Youth heading to America.
Yes, this is fantastic news. They're off to the World Hereford Conference in Kansas City this autumn for the Young Breeders Competition.
The World Conference, that's a big deal, isn't it? Only every 4 years.
Exactly, a huge event. And the five members chosen, Iona Smith, Cara Dog, Ethan Brooke, Will Awan, and Emma Dexter, they went through a really tough selection process over 10 months last year. They really earned their places.
Incredible dedication. And what an opportunity for them.
Oh, immense. It's more than just a competition. It's a chance to learn, network globally, see different systems. It builds connections, memories, skills that will shape their whole careers in agriculture.
You can see the talent already, can't you?
Yeah.
With individual successes like Keziah Shaw at Balmoral, Will Ewan's champion ram at the Great Yorkshire.
Absolutely. And Cara Dog picking up skills and even show buckles over in Canada. They're already achieving great things. They're soaking up experiences.
And they're bringing it back, which is key. They've committed to sharing what they learn through workshops and sessions back here in the UK.
That's right. Investing that knowledge back into our own community, which is even more relevant because, you know, the 2028 World Conference is coming here to the UK.
Oh, fantastic.
So the ideas, contacts, and knowledge this team brings back will be invaluable in making our 2028 event absolutely unmissable on the world stage. They're our ambassadors.
That's brilliant. And listen, if you want to support them on this amazing trip, there's still time to offer sponsorship. The email is tmuckwipioc2025@gmail.com. Every little helps them represent us.
Definitely. And speaking of 2028, that brings us neatly to the call to action for the UK conference. We need the whole community's help here, really. Two key areas.
Okay, what are they?
First, sponsorship and admin support. We're looking for a volunteer, someone really organized and enthusiastic to help manage the sponsorship side. Creating packages, talking to potential partners, keeping meticulous records. It's a vital role for making it a financial success.
All right, getting the funding sorted. And the second area?
Historic Hereford footage. We need to create a promotional video for the international delegates, really showcasing the breed's journey.
Ah, telling the story.
Exactly. So we're looking for any old film or video maybe showing how the breed developed, clips from past shows, sales, markets, even just scenes of Herefords out on farms through the years, anything that captures our heritage.
Lovely idea. So if you've got something tucked away in the attic,
please get in touch with Seth Waring. His email is seth.waring@herefordcattle.org. Or call him on 07-939-410-898. It's a chance for us all to pool resources and, you know, really put UK Herefords on the map for 2028.
Great stuff. Okay, let's move on to celebrating success closer to home now. The sales and shows round up, summer's in full swing, and the quality out there is just fantastic. For the full details, of course, check the Society website.
It's been impressive. Some real highlights showing the strength in the market. The Houghton View Hereford's 10th anniversary sale, for instance, that was described as a landmark success.
I saw those figures. Pretty eye-watering.
They really were. Houghton View Chela First and her calf went for 7,200 guineas.
Wow. About 7,500 pounds.
Roughly, yes. And Houghton View Alice Third topped the heifers at 7,500 guineas, closer to 70,900 pounds. The cow and calf average was nearly 6,500 pounds. Just shows the demand for top quality genetics.
Definitely. And the spring show and sale at Carlisle.
Another strong one. Competitive bidding, 100% clearance. Ochvale One Achiever 2297A led the trade there at 7,000 guineas.
Consistent high prices, then. It reflects real confidence.
It does. And the show rings have been buzzing, too. Down at the Royal Cornwall, Lanscombe One Foxglove took female champion and then the overall breed championship.
Fantastic. And the Hereford Stand won awards, too, didn't it?
Yes. Best exhibit and a special education award. Great promotion for the breed. Then up at the Royal Three Counties, a double win for Dender Hereford's supreme championship titles.
They consistently produce quality.
They do. And Kaybach Unity Amorous won the traditional Hereford championship there, too. Moving north, the Royal Highland Show saw the Morally Herd have a clean sweep champion and reserve.
A dominant performance.
Very much so. Over in NI, the National Show saw Richmount One Cracker Corleone take overall junior male and overall male champion. Royal Norfolk Show Pullum Herefords clinched both champion and reserve with Pullum One Achilles and Pullum Blaze.
And the Great Yorkshire, Morally again?
Yes, Morally won Pippa RK281 with her third consecutive championship win there. Quite something.
Incredible consistency.
And we have to mention the record price for Normanton One Whiskey, 12,000 guineas. That's around 12,600 pounds. Shows the peak value people will pay for the very best genetics.
Amazing. It really paints a picture of dedication and quality right across the UK, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. The hard work is paying off.
Now, let's quickly touch on an update for the associations. These local clubs are so important, providing support and community for the, what, over 1,200 members?
That's right. 227 members across 12 associations and clubs. And the society provides lots of benefits. DNA support, online databases, those premium beef schemes. It all helps members add value.
Just a quick society reminder, council meetings are set for September 9th and November 11th, and annual subs were due July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But the associations themselves, they've been busy.
Very. The National Hereford Club had their AGM and visited the Twilight and Clarence herds. Really impressive setup by first-gen farmers Jack and Gemma Burtis, focusing on low-input, high-quality beef. Inspiring stuff.
Great to see new entrants doing so well.
Isn't it? And the traditional Hereford Breeders Club met too, showcasing Fiona Dunn's work preserving rare female lines so vital for genetic diversity. The Nash herd won their herd competition, plus updates from EHBA and DIFED Powys clubs too. Lots happening locally.
Brilliant. That local activity is the foundation. Okay, finally, let's talk about getting the word out. New sponsorship opportunities with Hereford Happenings. Sounds like a good way for members to advertise.
Absolutely. It's about providing advertising options for, well, all budgets, really. You can promote your herd, your genetics, maybe services you offer directly to the Hereford community.
Where can people advertise?
Several places. The regular e-newsletter, Hereford Happenings itself, the big one, the prestigious annual breed journal, and also the society show and sale catalogs.
And the costs are reasonable.
Very competitive.
Yeah.
For example, members get a discount rate for a full page in the breed journal that's £440, and it actually includes a free advert in Hereford Happenings too. Or for consistent visibility, a herd directory listing in Hereford Happenings costs just £50 for 6 issues.
That seems like great value, especially considering the reach. Hereford Happenings has, what, 21,000 followers on Facebook?
Exactly. And the journal gets 3,000 printed copies, reaching over 10,000 readers in total. It's a really targeted audience.
So who should people contact if they're interested?
Get in touch with Steve Rivers or just email the main office. hello@herefordcattle.org. It's a great way to support the society's work while, you know, boosting your own operations profile.
Excellent. Well, we have certainly covered a lot of ground today, from the serious business of Blue Tongue and getting DNA right,
which is so fundamental,
to the fantastic achievements of our young breeders, the buzz around the shows and sales,
yeah,
and looking ahead to 2028.
It really gives you a snapshot, doesn't it? A breed that's not just ticking over, but actively pushing forward. Quality, community, global reach, it's all there.
It definitely feels dynamic. So a final thought for everyone listening.
Yeah.
Thinking about everything we've discussed, what part of the society's work do you believe will most shape the breed's future in the next, say, 5 years? And maybe how could your own involvement play a part in that story?
Good question to ponder.
Hopefully this deep dive has given you some valuable insights and maybe some things to act on. Thanks for tuning in.